As the Jewish people stand on the banks of the Yam Suf, finally free of their Egyptian tormentors who have now been drowned in the sea, the Jewish people begin a celebratory song where they praise Hashem, they thank Hashem for all of the miracles and all of the freedom that they have now benefited from and been blessed with. This is, of course, the famous song of Oz Yashir, which we read in this week's Parsha, which has become part of our daily davening every morning. After the psukim and after the song primarily praises Hashem for the miracles that took place during that generation in their freedom and exodus from Egypt, the last part of the song actually turns its attention with an eye towards the future, prophesying and foreshadowing future miracles and future geula. As the pasuk tells us in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Tezayin, Tipol Elohim Amasa Vafachad, Bigdol Zaracha Yidmuk Avin. We pray that there will be a future time where there will be dread and fright that will fall upon our enemies, that the arm of your greatness, Hashem, will make the people, our enemies, as still as stone. Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, until your nation passes over. Ad Yavor Amzukanesa, until the nation that you have acquired crosses over. And then the psukim continues, the song winds down and concludes how you will bring them in, you will plant them on the mountain, so to speak, of your heritage. You will eventually build the sanctuary, etc., etc. Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Va'ed, God will reign for all eternity. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos turns its attention to these final psukim and wonders specifically why the double and apparently redundant language of Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Amzukanisa, twice referring to the Jewish people passing over or passing through. What exactly are we talking about, and why does the same thing seem to be repeated twice? The Gemara explains that, in fact, it's referring to two similar, but not identical, but two similar events, but two different events. The first is Bia Rishona, the first time the Jewish people will go into the land of Israel in the time of Yehoshua. Just like here, they're crossing over the Yam Suf. Well, at that future time, in the time of Yehoshua, they will cross over a different body of water, the Yarden River. That's Bia Rishona, the first time they cross over a river eventually to get into the land of Israel. And the second phrase, Ad Yavor Amzukanisa, says the Gemara, that refers to the second time, the Bia Shnia, when after the first Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, the Jewish people have been in Galus in Bavel, and eventually they are permitted to return from Bavel, and in the time of Ezra, they return to Israel to start the second commonwealth, to build the second Beit HaMikdash. And that is the second phrase, and the second time that they also cross over the Yarden River. That is what the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos. Rav Kook, in a very beautiful and penetrating explanation contained in his commentary to the Daily Siddur, Olat Re'iyah, on the Oz Yashir section, explains that the need for this double reference. The Gemara tells us what the double reference is for. What the Gemara does not tell us is why the need for the double reference. What are we trying to convey? Why is it important for us to say this on a daily basis? Why was this important to be included in the Oz Yashir? What deeper message is being contained? And what is the importance of knowing that the Jewish people cross over the Yarden in two different times? And if Cook uses this brief phrase here in the Pasuk and in the Song of Oz Yashir to serve as the basis for a very beautiful and profoundly important explication of one of the key points of his personal approach to Judaism and Jewish thought and philosophy. And Rav Kook explains that what's being referred to here is fundamentally two different types of Kedusha, that the Jewish people possess two different forms of holiness. The first is what he calls a skula, an innate holiness, which is a certain Kedusha mitzad ha-nefesh. There's a certain innate holiness that every Jew has, every Jewish soul possesses, which is innate, it is intrinsic, and it also can never be removed. It is immutable. However, there's a second form of holiness, a second form of Kedusha, which Rav Kook refers to as the Kedushas HaMa'asim, the type of holiness that we acquire through our actions, through our Torah study, through our mitzvos, through our acts of kindness. In addition to the innate holiness, we can add layers of holiness and additional levels of holiness onto that by the actions that we do. Says Rav Kook, broadly speaking, in broad strokes, the two generations that are referred to in the Gemara, that of the first Beit HaMikdash and the second Beit HaMikdash, represent respectively these two different types of holiness. In the era of the first Beit HaMikdash, the innate holiness of the Jewish people was clear to all. According to the Gemara Masechta Yuma, there were daily miracles which were open, revealed, incredible miracles occurring on a daily basis in the Beit HaMikdash. This was a time of prophecy where God's presence was felt and visible to all. but it wasn't necessarily anything that we did. There were no specific incredible contributions or advances that the Jewish people were making in terms of Torah in that generation, but their very being at such a high level was an expression of this incredible presence of the divine. And therefore, says Rav Kook, that's referred to in the first phrase, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem. The very fact that we were just Amcha Hashem, nothing else needs to be said. The very innate holiness that we have as being Hashem's people, the chosen people, that itself gave expression to this incredible holiness, which we saw in time of the first Beis HaMikdash. However, the Pasuk continues and says, Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa. This is referring to the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, where the innate holiness was relatively diminished, or at least it wasn't visible. We didn't have the daily and open miracles that we had in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. Those were severely muted and diminished at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. However, says Rav Kook, in exchange, we didn't have that, but we had something else which was in a certain sense more impressive. Kedushas HaMa'asim was actually increased. The accomplishments of that generation were actually incredible and still are with us to this very day. That was the generation of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, which enacted all sorts of new rabbinical decrees. The Mishnah was compiled. Torah Sheba'al Peh flourished. And therefore we say, Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa, and that generation, the second time the Jewish people crossed over the Yarden, their holiness and their relationship with Hashem was not innate by the very existence, the very presence of Hashem, the very fact that they were Hashem's people, but rather it was the type of holiness that was Kanisa, that it was acquired, as it were, through the tremendous actions of that generation, through all of their mitzvot, through all of their good deeds, that itself acquired form of holiness, which was different than the type of holiness that was most dramatically expressed in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. Each generation highlighting a different aspect of our holiness, and of course the ideal is, as much as possible, to synthesize both forms of that sanctity.